This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Sexual Assault Awareness Month is winding down now, and there is one more big event taking place here and around the country. And chances are you're going to see it play out in your places of work and out in the community, too. You see, tomorrow is Denim Day, and here to explain what that is and why that is the Executive Director of Safe House Center in Washtenaw County, Barbara Neese-May. Welcome back to WEMU.
Thank you again for having me.
This is the 19th annual Denim Day, and it's an event that was born from an injustice, I believe, in France that we see in courtrooms and communities the world over. Can you kind of give us a little background on what started this?
Yes. As you mentioned, 19 years ago, there was a young woman going out for a driving lesson, which is something that's totally normal for a 16-year-old around the globe, and was in the car and was instructed to go to a remote place. And he sexually assaulted her. It went to court. The judge said that he was not guilty of sexual assault because he assessed, the judge did, that her pants were too tight and that she would have had to have taken them off for him to sexually assault her. So it was her fault
that she was enticing.
Yes, that she was complicit in the sexual assault by virtue of taking off her pants. What happened the next day is the Italian parliament went out. The women wore jeans to work the next day. It went to the next level of court there, and it was overturned. But the fact of the matter is this only happened 19 years ago, and this is something that still the victim-blaming nature of this situation continues today.
So when we wear our denim tomorrow, what is the hope for result?
Our hope is that people will understand how prevalent sexual assault is in our society. I think we see ourselves as advanced and civil and such things, but when you look at the numbers of sexual assaults and domestic violence cases that are occurring throughout our community and the state and the nation, we have nowhere near scratched the surface on being able to end this oppression.
But would you say that over the course of the 19 years that we've taken note of Denim Day and tried to raise this awareness, there have been positive changes?
There have been some positive changes. In the role of Safe House, we definitely want to, first of all, hold assailants accountable. Secondly, normalize help-seeking behavior. And thirdly, make sure that our community and surrounding communities understand the impact of sexual assault and domestic violence. And I would say we've moved the needle some on some of these issues. So if you were to think about, you know, 40 or 50 years ago and when a sexual assault would happen and how it would play out, it is very different now. However, there are some things that are still the same in terms of victim-blaming behavior and people feeling like, well, she is responsible for it, or it's a crime of passion, or boys will be boys.
April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and we're talking with Barbara Neese-May on 89.1 WEMU. Barbara is the Executive Director of Safe House Center in Washtenaw County. And I think one of the ways to really get a sense of how dramatic and impactful these issues are is to hear the stories of those who have suffered. And you are going to host an event as a kind of a conclusion to Denim Day. Tell me about that.
We are hosting a survivor speak out at Cultivate on Wednesday night, and we are inviting survivors to come and speak out about their experiences, and we're also inviting the community to come hear directly from survivors and their stories. One thing that does happen is that not all situations of sexual assault are reported to the police. We don't read about them all in the paper. And I think it's powerful for people to understand that it happens to all people, all walks of life, and to hear their stories.
It is almost easier to sweep it under the rug if you don't know. But once you hear their story in person, you can't get that out of your consciousness. And that's important for those of us who have not been victimized to hear so that we can kind of internalize that information, that situation, and then apply the empathy and compassion necessary to actually move forward, right?
Absolutely. We need for people to better understand and to hear from people how this impacts them and impacts their lives.
I think it's safe to say that, as you've mentioned, we've seen a shift in some attitudes. And over the last year, we saw the fall of film producer Harvey Weinstein, which gave rise to the Me Too movement. And it appears at least some of the things you've been asking and begging the American populace to listen to and take seriously is taking place.
I get often asked if the Me Too movement is a watershed movement, and I'm not sure yet. We have seen a slight uptick in reports to Safe House. And we're still working with law enforcement to better understand if we're getting more reports to law enforcement. I would say that there is a better identification with the issue of sexual assault, but I think there's a very big difference between Larry Nassar and Harvey Weinstein and Matt Lauers of the world than there are of the people that we see at Safe House Center. And they say all boats rise together, but we're waiting for what might someone consider the everyday survivor to see justice and have the support that they need.
So let's talk about those everyday survivors, and in particular those who are served by Safe House Center. Policing has been an issue in years past. Are you seeing improvements in the manner in which they respond when they get a call for sexual assault and in the manner in which they deal with the victims of that particular crime through the process?
Yes, absolutely. I would say that law enforcement always want to be a strong partner with Safe House Center, and whenever we identify a gap or something that could be done differently, they're absolutely open to learning more so that they can respond better.
Rape kit backlogs, that remains an issue in virtually every community. Have the conversations that we're having in the social discourse today moving the needle on that?
Yes, definitely. In Wayne County, I know they're catching up. And actually in Washtenaw County, we have always been caught up. And there are the appropriate resources in place to keep those cases going.
But once those rape kits have been taken care of, and there has to be a decision about whether to prosecute or not prosecute.
Well, when we think about how many cases of sexual assault that we know for sure are out there, and the fact that we don't even scratch the surface on those numbers, and then running it through the system anywhere from survivor reports to police, police writes a report, the detectives get involved, and then it moves on to the prosecutor's office. There are very few that they actually have time to prosecute. We, of course, at Safe House would like for it to be differently and are taking a stand these days, as we always have, that how can we move that needle? What is it that the prosecutor's office needs to better prosecute and to understand what survivors need in these situations?
The Safe House Center shelter is almost always at or near capacity. I suspect that we really are only hearing from a fraction of the women who are suffering.
We are. The latest research says that we hear about 1 in 4 situations of domestic violence, but get this, 1 in 15 situations of sexual assault.
Hmm.
It is one of the lowest reported crimes. People worry about false reports, and it's at like a 2% rate, which is one of the best rates in terms of a false report of a crime. Hmm. So people are not reporting it enough, in fact.
What are the barriers still today, given all the progress that we have made over the past 50 years, to coming forward and saying, I need help?
I would say the biggest barriers are that we haven't normalized help-seeking behavior as a culture. We don't say, if you've experienced sexual assault, speak up. I believe you. Your friends will believe you. Your family will believe you. Instead, it's seen as, I had a flaw in my own judgment, and I allowed myself to be in that situation, which is the victim-blaming behavior that comes from the oppressive nature that often women experience in our culture.
So, short-term goal, what, if any, changes for the better do you hope and anticipate for in the rest of 2018?
I would like to be able to say that survivors are experiencing more justice, whether it's they feel like they have more support at Safe House Center, that they feel like they can report to the police because they have a better understanding of how those outcomes are going to go, and that it will be possibly going to court and have a positive outcome with that.
Obviously, the longer-term goal is eradication of this crime, and we have to have those short-term and smaller victories first.
Yeah, and it's really tough. I mean, if you think about it, just last week, those MSU football players had committed criminal sexual conduct, and they were charged with seduction. If you have been sexually assaulted and you read that article, what is it about that tells you that you would experience any kind of support or justice?
I don't have an answer for that.
I don't either.
Coming up on Wednesday evening as a conclusion to Denim Day, Safe House Center is sponsoring an event at Cultivate, and once again, you'll hear the personal stories of those who have been impacted.
Yes. Thank you.
Barbara Nismay, thank you very much for your time, and I'm always appreciative of the information you share and always sad that I have to see you.
I am too, but I appreciate your support of Safe House Center. And also, if anybody wants more information about the Cultivate event or our services, they can go to our website at safehousecenter.org.
And we will have all the links on our website at WEMU.org as well. That is Barbara Neese May. She is the executive director of Safe House Center in Washtenaw County. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And tomorrow, Wednesday, April 25th, that is Denim Day. It is an education awareness campaign, and you can show your support by wearing denim throughout the day. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.